Group from Montreal called Rosa, which translates as the dew in Ukrainian. And this young trio is taking the local area by storm. They have recently put out this CD, and it just arrived in the Nash Holos mailbox last week. So very happy to share it with you, and we'll be sharing more in the weeks ahead. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі і чудову українську музику. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Pavlina, and I am delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today. As well, we have a book review, and this is by a Ukrainian expat living in Canada. And it talks about her life escaping the clutches of the KGB during an era when it was very difficult to immigrate. So stay tuned for all of that as well. We've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a bandurist from the Detroit area, and his name is Marco Farion, also a sensation, and this is also a brand new CD that has arrived in the Nash Holos mailbox. So another great addition to the music library. Here he is now with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Взяв би я бандуру, бандура.
Через ту бандуру Embrace the Ukrainian culture, the music, the food, and the dancing at the 51st Annual Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, July 29th to 31st, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your weekend pass right now for only $95. If you wait, you'll pay more at the gate. Day passes and camping passes also available. Call toll-free 1-877-474-2683. That's 1-877-474-2683. For more information, visit cnuf.ca and like CNUF on Facebook.
Стоя мара, взагалі сам Nida shikna krapaya Ogararasa Yamalata samoshpo Ходим те дівчата, дівки молодиці Уууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууууooo
And a colorful and very popular performer from Ukraine by the name of Mariana Sadovska and the cycle of spring calling songs from the Polesia area in Ukraine. Up next, Oksana Bilozir, another popular singer from Ukraine. She's been around a long, long time. Here she is now with a traditional Ukrainian welcoming song, Zeleneye Zheto Zelene, and that translates as Green Grows the Rye. Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Now, the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Death toll is rising in the Donbas region. One Ukrainian soldier had died, and another five were wounded in military clashes with the Russian-backed separatist forces last night. Kyiv reported the combatants violated the ceasefire 43 times in the past 24 hours. The most intense shooting took place near Avdiivka and Yasinovata in the Donetsk region. According to Ukraine's military, the separatists also suffered losses, as two militants were killed in action.
Three firemen killed in the landslide at Lviv region junkyard were laid to rest this weekend. The body of the fourth victim, an ecologist, is yet to be found. The rescue operation had to be terminated due to the severely dangerous conditions at the Hrebovice waste site. The tragic incident certainly brought attention back to the systemic issues within Ukraine's recycling industry. According to ecologists, garbage sorting and recycling is nothing more than a myth to Ukrainians. Nearly all discarded stuff end up at landfills, just like the one in Hrebovice, regardless whether it is glass, wood or paper. Ukraine does have one garbage recycling plant. Located in Kyiv, the facility that was built in 1986 continues to operate today, continuously converting waste to alternative energy sources.
We recycle nearly 700 tons of garbage a day. This is enough to provide 300 blocks of flats with hot water, so why not?
By contrast, 700 tons add up to just a quarter of the daily amount of trash tossed away in Kyiv, leaving landfills to struggle with the intake of more than 2,000 tons of waste.
Since we're not used either to recycling or to sorting out the garbage, it is mostly thrown out to the disposal dumps. European states recycle up to 80% of waste, whereas we use no more than 6%.
Presently, there are 6,000 official waste yards listed in Ukraine, though ecologists say that number actually is closer to about 10,000. And that is what causes them to sound the alarm, because the current amount of waste covering Ukrainian land weighs nearly 40 billion tons.
Nowadays, more than 5% of Ukraine's territory are covered with garbage. Imagine a country sized as Montenegro, totally heaped up with waste.
Ecologists claim the numbers simply do not add up. The sheer fact that the sums paid to collect the trash do not correspond to the volume of garbage taken out. The scientists insist the funds go straight into the pockets of those running the trash logistic business, since elaborate corruption schemes run deep in the waste disposal industry.
Ukrainian parliament finally paves the way to the judicial reform. The draft law on the judicial system and status of judges was voted by 281 members of parliament on June the 2nd. The Verkhovna Rada's agenda also included the constitutional amendments in part of justice, which gained 365 votes, a two-thirds majority entitled to amend the constitution. The changes to the constitution are supposed to launch the process of depoliticization and independence of the judiciary.
Ukrainian state-owned railway network operator Ukrzaliznytsia is getting a new top manager. Polish citizen Wojciech Balchun kicked off his reign as the head of the company this Wednesday. Balchun nominated new high-level managers of the enterprise at a meeting with the Ukrainian ministers. Among the four newly appointed managers, there is only one Ukrainian, accompanied by one Serbian and two Polish counterparts. Ukraine's prime minister expects the team is ambitious enough to fulfill the forethought plans.
They are very ambitious concerning Ukrzaliznytsia. I think in a couple of years our railway operator is about to become one of the most developed enterprises in this branch.
Wojciech Balchun was publicly declared to head Ukrzaliznytsia in late April, though the contract has not been signed yet. Some media reported the main issue to argue about was his salary. According to the document published on the web, the Pole is supposed to earn 461,600 hryvnias, with regular additional award every 3 months. Balchun himself is unwilling to comment on his supposed incomes, presenting instead the plans to be installed in managing Ukrzaliznytsia in the near future, in particular to appoint one more Polish citizen for a managing position.
I want Mr. Vasilevsky to be responsible for the spending issues, that is, maintaining and modernizing the rolling stock.
Balchun expects his Polish colleague to be hired in a week. Before leaving the government meeting, he announced the press conference promising to unveil the strategic plans for the upcoming 3 months, 6 months and a year. Nearly $60 million. That's how much the Party of Regions under the leadership of the ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych invested in corrupt schemes. Everything, ranging from buying the electoral votes to ordering custom-made interviews and reports on major Ukraine's TV channels Inter and ICTV. The list also includes prominent Ukrainian politicians. The incriminating report totaling 22 pages was unveiled by a Ukrainian member of parliament, Serhiy Leshenko.
Ukraine has to recover assets stolen by ousted President Yanukovych on its own. The chairman of Transparency International says he is not the one to coordinate the investigation. Jose Ugas claimed, after a meeting at the Ministry of Justice, that Ukraine is responsible for an effective and transparent investigation. He underlined, it is up to Ukrainian authorities to get all of the missing money back. However, the chairman added, that Transparency International will provide Ukrainian investigators with all the necessary advice.
An impromptu concert near the Ukrainian parliament. The MPs were treated to a performance by Ukrainian artists, all in support of a law that will implement mandatory Ukrainian language quotas. The artists are asking for 35% of content to be in the Ukrainian language. The goal is for radio stations to start with 25% at first and gradually increase it in 2 years. The parliament is set to vote on the mandatory content regulations this Thursday.
Ukrainian Postal Service is taking package delivery into the future. A specially designed drone presented today in Kyiv can transport goods more quickly, safely, and efficiently. It can carry packages weighing up to 5 kilograms over distances of 20 kilometers per charge. One drone can make up to 300 flights per month. Customers will be able to order delivery through smartphone. However, the cost of the service has not yet been revealed.
The famous 8-year-old football fan from the city of Lviv, Volodymyr Bobanchik, may miss Euro 2016 because the embassy of France denied a visa to him and his parents. Along with all the required documents, the family provided the flight tickets and the tickets for 2 matches of the football championship, Ukraine-Poland and Ukraine-Germany. But the embassy's consular office concluded that the travel purpose is not proved enough and refused the visa. Volodymyr Bobanchik is a very famous fan in football circles. He often participates in trainings and other events of the national football team. The family appealed against the decision. The boy's dad, Ivan Bobanchik, visited the visa center, and he was informed that his family needs to present new proofs of their trip purpose.
The fact is that we planned the trip to Euro 2016 in advance, a year before the championship. 6 months ago we bought tickets, bore our names, booked flight tickets and a hotel. We were denied a visa, we received a visa rejection letter.
English is a piece of cake, and volunteers from all over the world have come to Ukraine to prove it. They are going to help local students learn the language in a fun and entertaining way.
The initiative is called Go Camps, and its goal is to promote English in Ukraine. It brings together 117 volunteers from 38 countries – England, Australia, China and even Mexico. They all share a common goal. In the next few months, the volunteers are going to spend their time at special language camps throughout Ukraine, where they will teach English. Mike is from the United States. He's only 14, but his young age didn't stop him from coming here. He is accompanied by his mom Julia, who is a teacher in America. They say when they heard about the project, they just couldn't resist participating.
It's very fun for me to come to a new country and have this experience, meet new people my age, and being a native speaker, that I can teach them English, I have something to offer.
The first day is all about getting acquainted with the new country and environment, and of course, meeting new Ukrainian friends.
Their feelings, emotions about Ukraine, about Ukrainian girls. They say that we are very talkative, friendly, and they like to spend time with us, and we too. So it's a great opportunity to communicate with people all over the world.
The project's focus is on mastering spoken English. It is an opportunity to practice the language in ordinary situations. Volunteers, though, say this is also an opportunity for them to learn more about Ukraine.
I love this country. Actually, it's my first experience here in Ukraine. And I know some about the traditions of people, about the food, about the people itself. So I believe in that. I want it to be a reason to change Ukraine.
The organizers say currently only 7% of Ukrainians can speak English fluently. With the help of projects like this one, the country hopes to change this statistic.
I'm convinced that if our children, I mean public servants, our generation, would know English better, they would be able to receive information and science knowledge from the other side. And it will be helpful for us to make decisions. And actually we are preparing new generation to take responsibility for country with the different angel and different view.
Overall, around 7,000 students will attend the language camps. The staff says they will continue to support the project because English is an important factor to help Ukraine with European integration.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup for this edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To hear more news from Ukraine today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv.
Чого ж ти не цвітеш? Чого ж ти, козачі, до мене не йдеш? Раз, два, кітарі, та раз, та два. Чого ж ти, козачі, до мене не йдеш? Раз, два, кітарі, та раз, та два. Чого ж ти, козачі, до мене не йдеш? Чого ж ти до мене вчора не прийшов? Зайшов на крилечко, так дощик пішов. Раз, два, кітарі, та раз, та два. Зайшов на крилечко, так дощик пішов. Раз, два, кітарі, та раз, та два. Зайшов на крилечко, так дощик пішов.
Обдуриш, козачі, ти батька свого.
Я вчора гуляла, дощу не було. Раз, два, кітарі, та раз, та два. Я вчора гуляла, дощу не було.
Подружко мою.
Раз, два, кітарі, та раз, та два. Ти вчора проводив подружко мою. Раз, два, кітарі, та раз, та два. Ти вчора проводив подружко мою.
Калина, малина, чого ж ти не цвітеш?
Чого ж ти, козаче, до мене не йдеш?
And a delightful girl group from Ukraine by the name of Rozhenetsia with Kalina Malina, a story of unrequited love. Up next is Dmytro Siperdyuk, also known as Lyuku, and a bit of an ethnic fusion number, and it is called Oy Jesus Maria.
Пиво та й горілка, й веселі гуцули.
Ой, Єсус,
Марія, що то вчора було? Як їх звати, де їх хата, всього позабули. Ой, Єзус Марія, що то вчора було? Як їх звати, де їх хата, всього позабули. Гарні хлопці були, та ще й лісоруби. Всі хлопаки з осмолоди, здорові як дуби. Ой, Єзус Марія, що то вчора було? Як їх звати, де їх хата, всього позабули. Ой, Єзус Марія, що то вчора було? Як їх звати, де їх хата, всього позабули. Срубали, грубі гроші будуть, та й в неділю заспівали, ніхто не осудить. Ой, Єзус Марія, що то вчора було? Як їх звати, де їх хата, всього позабули. Ой, Єзус Марія, що то вчора було? Як їх звати, де їх хата, всього позабули. Ж ці гроші хлопці всі попропивали, марно ліс весь день рубали, найби доростало. Ой, Єзус Марія, що то вчора було? Як їх звати, де їх хата, всього позабули. Ой, Єзус Марія, що то вчора було? Як їх звати, де їх хата, всього позабули.
Knishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik. Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knishka Corner, we will be discussing Paulina Zelitsky and Paul Weinzweig's new books, The Sea is Only Knee Deep, Volumes 1 and 2. The Sea is Only Knee Deep is the true story of Paulina Zelitsky's defection to Canada from the Soviet Union with her two young children in 1971. These two volumes explore many topics, including Stalin's final years, Fidel Castro's Cuba, and the dangers of defecting. Paulina's story begins in Cuba in 1968. She is part of the engineering team designing a top-secret submarine base for Soviet nuclear submarines. My predicament was dangerous, and the possibility of defection, much more so. Zelitsky's story does not shy away from the complex political realities of life in the Soviet Union. Beginning with her birth in 1945 in post-war Odessa, Zelitsky's Jewish family is subjected to constant scrutiny by the KGB. Despite the death of her mother from Stalin's imposed famine of 1946-47, Paulina is an optimistic child who loves difficult tasks. Jokingly, adults tell her, "To you, any sea is only knee-deep." This Odessan motto, which is the title of the book, becomes a powerful tool in her life. The multicultural city of Odessa is full of beautiful buildings and talented people. However, the constant fear of Soviet repression rules their lives. Children are forced to denounce their parents for any supposed anti-Soviet activity, resulting in arrest and punishment in a Gulag prison camp. Paulina manages to keep a low profile and stay out of politics. Despite the obstacles in her path, she skillfully uses the Soviet system to study engineering at the National Marine University of Odessa, where she meets her future husband, Eduardo, a Cuban citizen. Accompanied by their two children, they are sent to Cuba to work under the Castro regime. As Volume 1 ends, Paulina narrowly escapes being raped by her superior, who then proceeds to make life difficult for her. She must decide whether to face the dire consequences or defect from the Soviet Union with her children. In Volume 2 of The Sea is Only Knee Deep, Paulina continues the harrowing story of her defection to Canada. She must divorce her husband Eduardo to cut her connection to Cuba. All her plans depend on traveling by air to Gander, Newfoundland. When she reaches Gander, she runs across the runway with two small children to reach safety. After a grueling immigration process, Paulina is granted asylum in Canada. Her life is difficult, but at least she is free from the constant fear of Soviet oppression. Her message is very powerful. To be yourself, to live by your own values, is the only freedom. The two volumes of The Sea is Only Knee Deep are full of intricate details of Paulina's life experience, living in Odessa as a child, getting an engineering education, marrying a Cuban citizen, experiencing Fidel Castro's Cuba, suffering the indignity of an attempted rape, planning to defect from the Soviet Union, and learning to live in her new country of Canada. There's a great deal of technical detail about Paulina's top secret engineering work on the nuclear submarine base in Cuba, which was the cause of the undisclosed second Cuban Missile Crisis beginning in 1969. This information will be very interesting for anyone interested in the history of Cuba and the Soviet Union. Paulina also describes Cuban life during the 1960s and gives readers insight into Fidel Castro's idiosyncratic leadership style, based on rumors from servants who worked for his family members. These self-published books by Paulina Zelitsky and her second husband, Paul Weinzweig, provide an interesting look at rarely discussed historical aspects of the Soviet Union, Cuba, and Canada. Readers will experience the terror that Paulina experienced in her defection process. They will also admire her strength of character. Most of the information in these books is based on Paulina's own observations and experiences. These two volumes could definitely have profited from more rigorous editing in order to condense them into one book. The illustrations are interesting, but their impact would have been more powerful if they were kept together instead of scattered throughout the text. Today, Paulina and her husband continue to engage in engineering projects from their Canadian home. Readers of the two volumes of The Sea is Only Knee Deep will be fascinated by Paulina's insights into the Ukrainian famine, anti-Semitism, Odessan family life, education and culture, as well as political oppression in the Soviet Union and Cuba. The Sea is Only Knee Deep, Volumes 1 and 2, are available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. ¶¶
Я був повстанцем в козацькій борні. Славного Богдана в визвольній війні. Навіть на страту з мужністю йшов. Я був повстанцем, за свободу лив кров. Я був сотником у залізняка. В гайдамацьких загонах хартувалась рука. Крізь огнисту броні йшли до бою ми знов. Я був повстанцем, за правду лив кров. Я був чорним вороном, подібним до тіні. У холодного яру останній годині. Хто ворогу здався, кого страх поборов. Прийде повстанець і пролє вашу кров. Я був лісовим братом на Волині. До кінця опирався червоній лавині. Від безсилої люті скажені в людолов. Я повстанець 20 лютого на Майдані. Проти снайперів, перкоту та поліцаїв. Так добре напалм на броні запалав. Я повстав, за свободу свою кров проливав. Я повстанцем залишуся, аж до загину. Не прогнати мене із своєї країни. Щоб зрадницький виплід у пекло зійшов. Я воюю на сході, кипить моя кров. Так, я повстанець і кипить моя кров. Я повстав за свободу, тече моя кров.
And a group called Komuvnez from Ukraine, and Povstanets, and that translates as freedom fighter. And it is the story of all the bloodshed spilled for Ukrainian freedom over the centuries. Povstanets by Komuvnez. Up next is Tin Sonsia, and that translates as Shadow of the Sun, another Ukrainian rock group. And this is a song called Yihale Kozake, which translates as Riding Cossacks. It also has an alternate title called Slaves Are Not Allowed into Paradise. And incidentally, this number is the theme song for the Euro 2016 Cup for Ukraine. Tin Sonsia with Yihale Kozake, the Cossacks Went Riding.
Yeah. зав'ється віддала кохання хлопцю молодому. Їхали козаки, їхали додому. Віддала кохання хлопцю молодому. Їхали козаки, їхали.
Very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you could find us online at www.nasholos.com, where you can get links to podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nasholos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page. Нежами вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому висказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Коли зла думка до голови приходить, той і здоров'ю шкодить. And our proverb of the week translates as, evil thoughts are bad for one's health. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio this week. To take us to the end of our program, we have Wally Nash and a medley of Ukrainian dances. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nasholos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.